Right, hello everybody, and welcome back to the final episode of season four. I'm Josh. With me, as always, is my co-host JP.
Hi there. I'm not crying. You're crying.
And joining us, as always, Bradley Fuller.
Hello.
Was that a hint of emotion from you there, JP?
Nearly. I was trying to, you know, kind of get in with the vibe at the end of the episode. I just thought it was very sweet. It wasn't very sad, but it was very sweet.
Bit sad.
I mean, it reminded me more of Rishi Sunak after the election, really.
Just standing in the rain, not an umbrella
standing
to be
in
seen.
The rain, yeah.
In a sentence, JP. Oh, we're doing Journey's End, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, just in case we haven't made it clear, but Journey's End.
Josh? In a sentence, JP.
Still waiting for your sentence.
Oh, I didn't realize you were waiting for a sentence. I was waiting for more of an introduction kind of thing. Yeah, no, in a sentence, I would say that was unexpected.
I am intrigued to delve into which bit you felt was unexpected. Bradley?
I'm going to say Doctor Who perfection. It's up there.
Ooh.
I'll get better.
Okay.
Peak nostalgia. Perfection and nostalgia.
I've had a few different sentences written down, so I'm going to sort of pick the one tailor-made to that. I'm going to say the worst Russell finale.
Wow. Ooh. Oh, you actually are going with the vibe of I want to be different. So
No, I'm going to throw out it. This is still really good. This is really, really good telly. I really enjoyed it, but it's the weakest one. And that's a fact. And we'll break into it. Do you know what, Brad? I've got the other sentence I was going to say was, it's given Legend of Ruby Sunday.
What?
It really is. It really is. There's so much that they throw up in the air. And like, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And then none of it does. Are we doing this? Are we jumping straight to this then, are we?
Go on.
Right. Number one, Osterhagen Key. Number two, Sarah Jane's Diamond. Number three, Doctor's Reverse Gun. Number four, One of You Will Die. Number five, Doctor's Soul Will Be Revealed. Number six, Reality Bomb. Number seven, Why Did All the Other Stars Go Out? All of that thrown to the wayside because Donna pushes some buttons. Sorry, unacceptable. Not good. You want to talk about MacGuffins, JP, mentioned before we jumped on this podcast. That is the biggest MacGuffin. What do they call it? A deus ex machina? All of that, and we will go into this, just because she pushes some buttons. That is the equivalent.
Okay.
That is the equivalent of tying a rope around Sutek and taking it for a walk. I'm sorry, same vibes.
The way that you've portrayed that, okay, I understand where you're coming from. But let's take them one at a time. So go through again. One, Osterhagen Key, and two, we'll do this combined. What was number two? The Star Diamond thing.
The Star Diamond.
Yeah, that's one and two. They were just threats. They were never actually going to use them anyway. They're just threats to get the conversation opening. So that's irrelevant. You can.
We've just jumped into this episode, by the way. We'll backtrack and do Who News in a minute. And comment, subscribe, everybody.
Number three, what was that?
Number three is the Doctor's reverse gun that the other Doctor prepares with Donna in the TARDIS.
The one that they use, and then Donna goes to use as well, yeah.
That they don't use.
Well, he doesn't have a chance to.
Okay, go on.
Okay, right. Number four?
One of you will die. One of your companions will still die. No, they fucking won't.
Yeah, that bit I was always a bit gutted about, to be fair. But I feel like, I don't know why, when I was watching it, I don't know if you felt it, I couldn't remember if anyone did actually die. But I feel like that was always a metaphor of someone didn't technically die, but did die. And I think that was because of Rose goes back to the parallel world.
And Donna gets her mind wiped. So technically two people die, but it's still bullshit.
Donna kind of dies as well. Yeah. So maybe it's just Donna they're talking about. I'm not actually that fussed about that one either. I think you're wrong. Next one.
The reality bomb just doesn't happen.
Reality bomb doesn't happen because they stop it. So that was the big threat and they stop it. Don't really know what your point is there.
But it doesn't happen. So Rose is saying the stars are going out in all of her universes, implying it was at least set off. But it just doesn't happen. They don't even get to launch it.
I think the stars were going out more the fact that things were moving around, planets were being moved and stuff. So,
No, it wasn't. It's implied heavily that it's the reality bomb. This is a
what?
combination,
Yeah,
Brad,
but no,
of
okay. Isn't it? All right, that's because Rose is ahead of time in her universe, so it is happening in Rose's universe
but then it's a
already. They've gone to a
paradox.
different universe and
If
they're now back in time and have
no, no,
stopped
no,
it.
no, 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 because if Rose's universes are going out, and that's why she tells Donna, if the doctor goes back in time and stops them going out, who then tells Donna?
Whoa.
Doesn't make any sense. It's Back to the
Well,
Future. It's
that's the point. It's
paradox.
then reset. It's like a fixed point that gets reset.
No,
Yeah,
that
it's
doesn't
fine.
make sense.
Anyway,
That is a cop out. Also, I just want to say
it
it's
isn't a
giving
problem.
Flux vibes.
Oh, I can't even remember what the flux even about. That
Half the
shit was
universe
pointless.
is destroyed, and then, oh no, wait a
What's
second.
that?
No, it's not. Never mind. Who gives a
Oh,
fuck? Moving
shit.
on.
Hey, moving swiftly up.
Also, I would just like to say, and we are going to jump into Who Knows Now, but I would just like to say, I still really like this episode. I just think it's the weakest of
Wait, we haven't
these
finished
first
yet. What's
finales.
your other ones?
That
Well,
was
let's
it, I
keep going.
think. That was it.
Oh, is that all you had? 6 points
Yeah.
that none of them actually mean anything.
6 points and
That's
all
fine.
of them fucking mean anything.
Nope, you're wrong.
And then there's a few little pernickety bits in here. Yeah, we'll get to the rest of them. I still like this episode, though, just to be very clear. It's just the
Well,
weakest
it
of
doesn't
them.
sound like you. You don't sound very grateful for it. You almost sound like Donna's mum after, you know? Fucking hell.
Right. Who knows? Because we've got quite a lot to talk about this week, I think.
Well, I've got one thing to talk about. I don't know what else you've got to talk about, but I guess we did have the panel. So,
Yeah, we had Comic Con.
we're at the Comic Con. So, obviously, the big news is the spin-off that's been officially announced now, which is the War Over Land and Sea. And even bigger news is who's involved in it, because you've got Tish, Martha's sister, who's
But
apparently
not
one of the
Tish.
leads, but not Tish because she's not playing Tish, playing a new character.
Yep.
And then
Fair
you've
enough.
got Alonso from the Kylie Minogue one,
But
also
not
playing, also not playing Alonso.
Alonso.
So who
Ah.
they're playing, I don't know. I really hope it's some sort of Torchwood vibe. I hope it's a rebrand of Torchwood and they're the leads or something. And then you've got
And then
Kate
you've
and the
got, yeah.
guy from the new series as part of UNIT. Interesting that Kate's in it but isn't leading it, which is weird to me.
I think that is
But
quite
we'll see what
harsh
happens
on
there.
Gemma Redgrave, to be fair. Jack, what do you think of the title, The War Between the Land and the Sea?
It sounds very dramatic. I mean, in all honesty, I did see this is the only thing where I don't think where I'm up to not up to date with like modern Who. I don't really know what to expect, to be honest. I mean, the war between the land, sorry, land and sea, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very Doctor Who, though, does it?
No, it. I think it's a stupid title. It's too long. Have you seen this thing that Brad? It was he. The Doctor says this in 73 Yards. He says, "Oh, a cliff is the war between the land and the sea," sort of thing. Is it going to be
Oh, does he
about?
actually?
Yeah. He's. Is it going to be about fairies and like related to that, or I don't
Jesus
know.
Christ, I hope not.
I re That's probably the best episode of the new series, but I could not be less interested in this spin-off, if I'm being honest.
Mean, it's already been confirmed it's about the Sea Devils, isn't it?
I think he confirmed it's about the Sea Devils, yeah.
It won't be about
Oh,
fairies then, it's about Sea Devils.
God, really? What? Is it not the rising sea levels?
No,
What's
Sea
that?
Devils.
Sea
Oh, Sea Devils.
Devils. I thought you said the sea levels. I thought it was going to be like that one episode of Only Fools and Horses they did to try and. You know, kind of say about global warming. I was like, oh no.
No.
Listen, I hope he's lying and I hope Alonso and Tish are playing Alonso and Tish because I think what's the point in
No, they're
hiring them
not.
if not?
Yeah, you could have got other actors involved.
But I don't know. We'll see. Did we get a release date or anything?
No, I think they're only starting to film it soon.
Oh,
So I'm
fuck.
going to presume
Okay.
next year.
The, big news I wanted to talk about sort of came out just before this Comic-Con thing. And there's like rumors and stuff going around that Disney's thinking of pulling the plug because of the reviews of this
Oh, yeah.
first series. I don't know, is the honest
Nah, that's
answer.
bollocks, mate.
Well,
Come on. Look, they stuck with She-Hulk, they stuck with the Acolyte, they stuck with what are the Secret Invasion, all that bollocks.
yeah, but that's because Marvel as a whole performs well. This is Doctor Who as a whole.
But
So this
also,
is
they
it. This is it
didn't.
for
We
them. This
haven't
is what
got a
they've got.
series two of She-Hulk. We haven't. series two of Acolyte still isn't
Yeah, they're
confirmed.
cutting them as
We
well.
haven't had a series two of Secret Invasion. They're all prime examples of, is this what's going to happen?
Eternals 2's been cut. Yeah.
Yeah, but
So listen,
they're all kind of similar writers, I don't know.
I think the writers for Doctor Who did do something Loki related, but Loki just got renewed because it was good. Obviously, series two of Doctor Who is filming. It was a two series deal. I don't know. I can see this not making it past another series, to be
Well,
fair.
this is where I don't understand it. So it's a two series deal. So they've definitely got the second series. It's already all been filmed and it's all
Yeah.
done. When are they going to wait? Because they can't wait until the second series airs, get to the end and go, yep, you've got the green light. Now you can start doing series three. How's it going to work? They need to give the green light basically just based on series one.
I don't know. I think this will be a we find out sort of halfway through series two-ish whether it gets renewed or not. I don't think they're gonna. I think if we knew it was getting renewed for season three, we'd know by now. Do you know what I mean?
No, I
Yeah,
don't
I
think we
mean the
would.
only thing is, I'm assuming they haven't finished filming season two yet, have they?
Yeah, they have, apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, at some point they'll have to show it to test audiences because
Yeah.
they always have like a testing, don't they? So I'm assuming they may kind of make a semi decision on that. Like they won't make a final decision, of course, but they may kind of be like, okay, this is what we're looking at. We're projecting shit or good. You know?
The only thing I was thinking, right, is how do, and JP, presumably you'll be able to answer this maybe slightly more than me. These Star Trek shows are just, they're just like going and going and going, right? Like there can't be much of a bigger Star Trek fan base than there is Doctor Who. So maybe Doctor Who will just continue to get just about enough numbers to warrant another season. Same as, you know, like all those CIS Miami and Vegas and, you know, they're not
Yeah.
the biggest TV shows in the world, but just enough people tune in that it starts making money. Is that all we can hope for at the minute?
The only problem is, I mean, Doctor Who over in the UK is massive, and I know that it's over in America and everything like that. But I think things like Star Trek are kind of global. You know what I mean? And I just think the problem is, I think it's merchandising as well. You
Yeah,
know, all right,
yeah.
they might go, right, if we pump a new series out, all right, it might not get like the best ratings or anything like that, but someone's going to buy a t-shirt mug or, you know, and I don't know. I mean, look, I mean, why, like, I suppose the biggest question is why do you think that the ratings have been so shit for Doctor Who? The writing? Actors? Actresses?
Genuinely, after this episode, I'm not sure that it's the writing. I think the issue is that Doctor Who hasn't evolved really in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And I just like,
It's the same, isn't it? People have got bored.
I know we compare it to a lot of other stuff, but if you look at the Harry Potter films, that first Harry Potter film is a fucking child's film. Like it's genuinely, it's quite hard to go back and watch it now because it's so clearly made for kids. But by the time you get to the last one, it's dark as shit and people are dying and they've got their ears coming off. Like it's as close to R-rated as it can fucking get. It evolved
Yeah.
and that's why it's sort of stuck with us. And I know you guys are gonna fucking shut me down, Brad, you in particular. David Tennant and Matt Smith didn't evolve. They're very similar. They're just different things. And that's why it had such a big audience, because it got a new audience of kids.
No,
Peter Capaldi evolved. It got darker, which did make it lose audiences. I agree with that. But that's what got me back into it, because I felt like it had grown up like I had.
I've got to admit, I mean, obviously everyone knows that I love David Tennant, he's the best Doctor going, but I did fall out of love with Doctor Who during the Matt Smith era, mainly because as a kid, I think it just got a bit too complex. I didn't enjoy it as much. It wasn't just as fun as it was just a bit too timey-wimey, to be fair. And then, like you say, I stopped then and then never went back. I think I watched the first episode of Peter Capaldi, which I think everyone probably remember. I think it's called Deep Breath. It's absolutely shocking.
It's
And
not
I
great.
watched that. I watched that and went, that's probably my least favorite episode of Doctor Who ever. And I
All
went, no,
right.
I can't watch this. I'm not watching this. And then years later down the line, when we're probably what, 17, 18, you went, come on, you've got to watch Peter Capaldi. It's actually pretty good. And I did start watching it again. And to be fair, Peter Capaldi does bring it back.
Yes.
But the issue I've got is with this whole whether it's going to be cancelled or not is why would you cancel it now after the fact that you had Jodie's series? And I'm not hating on Jodie, but let's be fair, it was at the lowest point in the since the revival at that point, not specifically because of her, but because of the writing. At that point, you would think it would get cancelled then. It didn't get cancelled. Russell T Davies has come back. Not only has he come back, he's renewed it on BBC. You've got BBC Unleashed, which is a new programme. You've got Disney involved. It's now Disney Plus all over the world. You've got a new spin-off coming out. Why would you cancel it now?
So that raises two more questions for me. Number one, did BBC only say, right, we're only going to renew this if we can get another distributor, i.e. Disney? So if that means if Disney pulls the
More
plug,
funding.
will BBC pull the plug? On the flip
Probably.
side of that, it will also depend on what Disney has agreed, because presumably Disney has a stricter requirement than what the BBC does, right? The Disney will have higher goals of what's expected and all this sort of stuff. So if Disney pull the plug, but Russell T Davies has signed over streaming rights for the next 5 years, does that mean we then have to have a 5-year gap where Disney won't fund it, so it can't be produced, but we also can't let it go back to the BBC because technically Disney still own the distribution rights? Is that going to put us in this weird sort of limbo?
Yeah, true.
I don't know. It's
I
all
think there's
pretty
one
fucked
big
at the minute.
thing. There's one big thing that they've done wrong with the new series, to be fair, and that is releasing at midnight. Because let's be honest,
Yeah.
Doctor Who on a Sunday with Chris Chibnall wasn't a vibe. Didn't enjoy that. And the most exciting thing I was looking forward to when they announced the Rusty Evans back was going to be Doctor Who on Saturday nights.
Agreed.
Doctor Who on Saturday nights was pointless because I had to stay up till midnight to watch it every time. Stop you ruining
Agreed.
it for me. And that just
Agreed.
didn't feel, again, just didn't feel like Doctor Who to me at all.
Yeah. No, it stops becoming a family event. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Not that I ever actually watch normal TV on a Saturday night, but I would have
But you
probably done
would
it for
for
Doctor
Doctor
Who.
Who. It's like Christmas
Yeah.
Day, right? Christmas Day, whatever time it is, 6, 7 o'clock, you put Doctor Who on. Is Doctor Who going to
Yeah.
come out at midnight on Christmas Eve?
Oh, I better not.
You know what I
I'll
mean?
be shooting if it does.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I think it's really interesting. I think this Sea Devil show coming out is not going to do us any favors, because I don't really want to tune in for this. So imagine the fan base of Doctor Who isn't doing well enough. It's giving Disney questions. And then only 50% of those people are tuning in to watch this Sea Devil show. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got to admit. I mean, it's nice to have a spin-off, but I'd like to know who thought of it because why would you choose? If you're going to do a spin-off, you need to do something big. It's got to be
Why?
Daleks or Cybermen or Weeping
Exactly.
Angels. That would have been unreal.
Or flip that, just
Why
make it
pick?
UNIT or make it Torchwood, or
Make it
but
Torchwood back, yeah.
and it can be the same show. It can be exactly the same show, but you don't call it The War Between the Land and the Sea. You call it UNIT Watches the Sea or some shit like that. Put
Oh,
UNIT
that
in the
sounds a bit shit.
marketing. It doesn't sound
Yeah.
great, granted, but put
But
UNIT in the
could you imagine?
marketing.
Could you imagine the additional hype this would have if it was literally called Torchwood, the War Over Land and Sea?
Oh, exactly. I would be buzzing off my tits
That
right
changes
now.
everything. Yeah.
Don't even announce whether John Barrowman's coming back or not. Just keep it a mystery. I would
Yeah.
tune in and
That's what I mean.
watch.
It doesn't have to be. It could be Martha leading it. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. You just throw Torchwood in there and it gets people hyped. 100%
Have
agree.
Mickey leading it. We need Martha and Mickey leading Torchwood, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't think we can have Mickey leading it anymore.
Thought you were
Oh,
clear
clearly.
that's John Barrowman.
Well, actually, to be honest, it was just announced today that Hugh Edwards has been charged with child pornography, and the
Oh,
BBC
good.
gave him a raise this year as well. So they obviously employ pedos over
Yeah.
there. That's
Anyway.
that was a pretty banging Hugh New who I said Hugh News then. Who News?
Hugh Edwards on the mind, is
That's our separate section. We'll give you a little Hugh Edwards update and we'll call it Hugh News every week.
Update, he's still a nonce.
Anything to add, guys?
No, I think that's
No, I
it.
think we should crack on with the actual episode.
Yeah, we should do. All right, yeah, let's jump in, boys. Okay, Jack. So first question going into this episode.
Oh, here we go.
Did you get the countdown conundrum?
No, Brad had to explain it to me.
It's not the best one, if I'm being honest.
I'm gonna say it could have been like made by like a 12-year-old or something, maybe even possibly me. Not I think the problem was is I was looking at it from the point of where I thought it was supposed to be like a one word rather than three words mashed into one. But
Not great, I
sorry,
don't
that's
think.
two seconds. 2 seconds.
Oh.
Hello, it's Jack speaking.
What time is it? 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's into seven.
He's not in a work call. Fuck's sake, cheek of it.
Sorry about that.
Poking
That's
stuff, and that's really
fucking one
nice.
of my pupils. Sorry.
One of my
Pupils, he's
pupils.
still teacher.
I'm teaching them many
Oh.
things. Right.
Oh, dear.
Can't wait to have to edit
Hope we're
this
gonna keep
week.
that. Hope we're gonna keep that little interlude in the podcast.
Right, Jack, hand
Yeah,
regeneration. What do you think?
I quite like it actually. It does make sense. Do I think that Donna was the person to do that? No, I think it should have been Rose if it was going to be any companion that was what I would say the most compatible with the Doctor. I'd say it would be Rose, but I did like
No,
the
there's that
idea that.
link. There's the Dr. Donna link. It's been building all series. Don't
Well, yeah,
ruin that.
because of Dalek Khan, you know. But no, I don't know.
Exactly.
I did like it though. The idea that you have a human that has Time Lord tendencies, which I think was it was pretty cool. And the way that they ended it as well, and the fact that Donna's brain couldn't comprehend, you know, all the information, and that they had to, yeah, the Doctor pretty much had to memory wipe her for her to survive. So I did like how they ended it, but. Yeah, I think it should have been Rose.
I really love the idea that it should have been Rose. I'd never even thought about that before. That
I
would
hadn't thought of
explain
that, to
why
be
she
fair.
has the connection with the other doctor at the end and this happened. That's brilliant. That 100% should have been Rose. That's a great suggestion.
I wouldn't want
Also,
to change it, though.
what a
Oh.
fucking cop out. What a cop out. Did
What,
you
with the
see it
two
coming?
doctors?
Did you genuinely think he was gonna regenerate? Because we've obviously
Yeah.
mentioned that there's some specials coming up and all this sort of stuff. But then towards the end of this series, I've been going to Brad like, let's pretend he regenerates at the end of this.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie. I especially with the ending of part one, where they didn't even have a next time, it was just to be continued. And I'm like, oh shit, this is Matt Smith, because I know that Matt Smith is Matt Smith is next season, are
Yeah.
they? Yeah. So I knew like I'm like, okay, yeah, Matt Smith is coming along at some point. And I was like, oh, that's gonna, you know, season finale, that's how to do it. I didn't realize how many specials there were after. So like I was just like when he came back as David Tennant, I was like, oh shit, fair enough. And yeah, that's why I said unexpected. That was the kind of the unexpected thing, the fact that I wasn't expecting David Tennant to be back.
I've
I
got
mean,
to
I'm glad
admit,
he's back.
for me watching it, obviously I know what's happened, seen it before, and I loved it back in the day when it happened. But rewatching it, I did also feel I thought there's a bit of a cop out in it, just to transfer it into a hand, you know. It's a bit of a cop out, but you know, it had to happen and it was
It
good.
had to happen, yeah. I think it should have happened earlier in the season. Have that bit, David Tennant gets
No.
shot or killed or something, and then the hand is bubbling away for the rest of the season. You know? And then when Donna finally
So then
touches it at the end,
what happens after?
everything happens exactly the same. Literally exactly the same. So the Donna, Doctor and Rose, they run together, they hug, they go back into the TARDIS, it gets beamed up to the Crucible. Everything happens exactly the same. Donna touches it, and then it happens. But then at least you can
I don't think
say,
that would have the dramatic effect.
"Pardon?
I don't. What would the cliffhanger be?
It,
Part one
maybe
and
there
two.
doesn't have to be a cop-out regeneration. Maybe the cliffhanger is just the Doctor and Rose get to be back together. That would actually be enough."
I don't know. I like it as it is.
Especially when you've got Sarah Jane about to be killed, you've got Torchwood about to be killed. Have two bad endings and a happy ending, cliffhanger, boom, we feel more rewarded because we've been waiting for the regeneration in the hand to do something for the past 6 episodes rather than the past 6 minutes.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't like that.
Also, whilst we're on it, you mentioned there about Donna's memory wipe, yeah, JP? So if she ever remembers the doctor, that's it, she'll die. But she literally looks at the doctor at the end of this episode multiple times.
Yeah, but I
Maybe she
suppose
doesn't
that
know
it.
who he is.
Yeah, she doesn't know who he is.
But surely the face of someone will make you remember who that person is.
Well, how would that
Well,
happen if her mind's been wiped? It's like
it's a
meeting someone
cop
new.
out. It's an absolute
No, it's
cop out.
not.
No,
You
I
just don't
don't agree with that.
understand it.
Absolute cop
Why are you
out.
even saying that? Your
Because
mind's been
there, man.
wiped. You
She
don't know who
literally
someone is.
sees his face.
No.
Yeah, but she wasn't going to remember it.
But in her
Unbelievable.
opinion, she's never seen that face before because of her mind is wiped.
But it would
Yeah.
bring back the memories. It does. Her mind wipe doesn't make any sense. She's not
No,
allowed to
actually,
know
hold on.
anything about the Doctor or aliens or everything, but then everybody is ringing her up saying there's planets in the sky.
No. Because actually, in fairness to the writers, he's actually introduced as John Smith.
Yep.
So, as far as
As
she's
if.
aware, that is the face of John Smith,
I
not the
don't know,
doctor. That is,
man. So,
thankfully, that's the
okay.
face of John
So,
Smith.
okay. So, here's a question then. If she literally
Face of
sees the
evil.
Doctor, if she literally sees the Doctor and she's being told the Earth has just moved, there were aliens in the sky, there were these things called Daleks, it's all over the news, she's seen pictures of it, what is actually going to prompt her to remember?
Well, I'm sure we'll find out one day, and let's just leave it there.
I'd just go over there with the Doctor Who Series 4 box set and just be like, go on, blow up, do it.
I'm just saying, it's again, it's a bit of a cop out. And I'm going to keep on saying this throughout this episode. I like this episode. It's just the weakest of the finales because of these few little things it's going to bring. However, one of the things I love about this episode, Jackie and Mickey are back. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Said
How cool is
last week,
that?
that was my favorite bit.
Yeah, I've got to say, when you two said last week about the unexpected cameos, I was like, who else could they bring? I just completely disregarded Jackie and Mickey, didn't even expect it. And I was like, oh, that's a cool couple of cameos.
More cameos than Deadpool 3, mate. What are you saying? Deadpool and Wolverine? More like Journey's End, Doctor
Mate, you know what,
Who.
right? Doctor Who did the Acolyte before Doctor Who, before the Acolyte did it with the whole memory wipe thing at the end. I was just like, ha,
Yeah.
at least they did it all right.
Spoilers.
The
Doctor
Acolyte
Who
was
did
shit.
Infinity War and Endgame first. That's what they did.
Yeah, that's true.
So Jackie and Mickey, they save Sarah Jane. Right. Sarah Jane then says, if they see us with guns, they'll shoot us dead. Where are you getting that knowledge from, Sarah Jane? They just tried to shoot you for being in a car.
Yeah, I
Why
agree
does
with
she
that.
think she won't
Silly.
ever will
She
do any?
she's a pacifist, that's why. Doesn't like
Yeah.
violence.
That's why I love her so much.
Yeah.
Torchwood, like the idea of the time lock, why,
Yeah.
oh, why did they only send one Dalek to stop Torchwood?
Maybe there was more behind. You can only just see one.
Yeah, that's true. It was a tight corridor. They
I
can't
don't
go.
know.
They can't. They've
That
only got to
felt
go one
very.
at a time. All right,
They sent
single
four
file.
to kill Harriet Jones.
Yeah, that's because she doesn't live in a corridor.
She ended up
Whipping
the
room
It's
to
a crucial oversight with the house planning. She just,
Daleks. Oh dear, that was a bit of a cop out. The German Daleks, right? When
Oh my God,
Arthur goes to meet them.
I want to watch every Dalek scene in German now. That was just my favorite.
I must say,
Exterminator.
it weirdly lives in my head rent-free. I will find myself just going exterminate sometimes rather than exterminate. It's really, really
You
odd.
remember when you was a kid and he used to have a fan, he used to go out to a fan and talk into it, and he
Oh, of
sounded like
course.
a
Exterminate. Yeah, of
Dalek.
course. Who didn't?
I mean, you say as a kid, I still don't now.
However, as much as I do like the German Daleks, doesn't make an ounce of sense. Why would the Daleks bother speaking German?
The Germans,
But you
yeah,
don't
the thing that annoys me
speak
the
a
most,
country that you
I'd
invade.
say.
Well, yeah, but it's always
No.
useful. You never seen Fury?
What did you just say there, Brad? I think you were going to pick up on my next point.
No, I just said about the TARDIS is meant to translate it, so it would translate German anyway.
Exactly. How are we watching Martha
That's
Jones
ugly.
have a conversation in German with a German lady when we know it's the translating thing? Why?
Yeah,
Maybe it's
that's
because they're on
true.
Earth, but it doesn't work on Earth. I don't know.
And no, hold on, the TARDIS not been melted by that point. Well, I say melted, in inverted
No, I
commas.
don't think so. It just it upsets me so much when there's these when they play fast and loose with the rules. Just, ugh, it's so upsetting.
TARDIS technically was in a different universe, kind of, so maybe that's why.
I
Wasn't
don't
in
know
the
this.
vicinity, wasn't
What
on
do
the
you mean?
planet,
It's
maybe
literally
that's not
it's a
why.
few different planets away.
No,
But
it's
why
not.
are the
It's all
German?
it's in. It's
Why
in
are
a
the,
pocket of
I
time,
nearly said
remember?
why are the Nazis speaking German then? Why are the Daleks speaking German?
Because they're in
It's,
Germany, aren't they?
so the Germans can understand them.
It's up. But
Yeah.
who gives a fuck? Also, exterminate is pretty across the board, I reckon.
Yeah, that I was gonna say, it
True.
sounds like exterminating or exterminate do sound very similar.
You'd get the gist, wouldn't you?
I agree.
You'd get the gist. Okay, so back on the Crucible then. It's very bad wolf, this ending, right? With specifically when it's Jack, the Doctor, and Rose stood on the Dalek ship, there's a giant Dalek in front of them. It's pretty much the season one finale, just
Yeah,
trying
even
to
down to the
inject
glow.
more into it.
Yeah, even down to the glow in Donna's eyes when she gets zapped by Davros. It then flashes back and she says, "Oh yeah," and then I got a little jolt of energy. Like even down to the glow in
Oh,
her eyes, it's the same like
We'll
kind of
me
thing.
we'll talk about
Which
that in a minute.
and another thing, but no, I didn't think it was too bad.
Oh
It
no,
was very, it is similar.
I genuinely liked it. I think the chemistry between these three is amazing. It's always going to be. There is one bit, they're in the TARDIS, and the Doctor mentions it's no safer in here than it is out there. We might as well go out there. And the Doctor and Rose both look at them and go like, "Whoa, I thought you said this was the safest place on Earth." Literally, in that Bad Wolf finale, the Doctor goes, "Nothing can get into these walls. The assembled forces of Genghis Khan can get into these walls." And Jack says something along the lines of, "Yeah, unless you do this, this, and this." And Christopher Eccleston literally looks at him and goes, "Yeah, but I wasn't going to tell him that." But now Jack is surprised that they can get into the TARDIS.
Well, no, because you would have thought like the amount of time that's between the last time the doctor saw Jack from Torchwood. You would have thought they'd have maybe, I don't know, patched it over.
Nah, no way. It's inconsistency in characters, and it's why this is the weakest finale.
No, you
You're
just
looking way too far into this. I'm
like right,
not.
okay. If someone had said to you in your house, you've got a like, I don't know, like the window is damaged or something like that, and then like yeah, right, okay. So for example, you know when you came back in March in the UK, right? And you came to mind and you were like, "Oh yeah, by the way, your window's damaged." And then you came back next March and the window's still damaged. You'd be like, "Why haven't you replaced that yet?"
I tell you what, Jack, it would almost be like if I left for Dubai 4 years ago and my dad never locked the front door. If I came back 4 years later and my dad
Yeah.
still doesn't lock the front door. So it's the
That is
same
true.
thing. I wouldn't expect any different. Speaking of locking the front door, why does the TARDIS door close?
Never explained.
Khan does it, doesn't
How?
Yeah, he doesn't have
He's
psychic
Khan's mental when
abilities.
he can control anything he wants to do.
Khan's mental. Yeah,
Car
I suppose
he's
so.
mental, bruv. He can close doors and everything, bruv. He's mental.
Well, it's part of the prophecy that it has to happen. So
That is
that is why
not
it
an
happens.
answer. That
That's
is
not an answer.
not
I'm
an
sorry.
answer.
A gust of wind
It
threw this spaceship and
is.
shut the door.
I'm
The door
sorry.
closes
I'm
because it has to
out when we
close.
talk about the episode, but why are you picking it apart so much
I do
to ruin
actually
it?
have a point that I'm going to come back to at the end, Bradley. So do stick with me for a
It's a
while.
sci-fi show. Why can't a door just close? Come on.
My next note is just Dr. Nude.
I got that note
Obviously, lots has happened in between there. Any notes to pick up in between those two bits?
well. Yeah. Well, I said it was very noble of the doctor to offer to switch places.
Yeah, I like that. Do you think he would if Jack
I
was in
like how you
there?
said noble because it's Donna Noble.
Yeah. Maybe, I guess. I don't know. It's difficult, isn't it?
Did you at any point think that's the end of the TARDIS goodbye?
No. Because I know that there are however many, what, seven series after this, eight series after
Hey,
this
could have got a new one
one.
there.
Literally 10 series after this. We're on
Ten
series
series.
15 at the minute, yeah.
There you go. Ten series after this. He is the last of the Time Lords, and there's no other Time Lord technology and everything like that. And you're telling me that they might be able to find another TARDIS? No, not a
Yeah.
chance.
There's one parked on the street somewhere.
Ooh.
There's a few not
Pretending
talking
to be a
about.
tree or a house or whatever it is.
Oh.
Okay. So I've got another note here because when other doctor will call him manifests, he's like, Donna explains that I could hear this heartbeat. And I don't think the Doctor Donna is a good enough Easter egg throughout this series. I don't think it makes
You're mental.
sense. I think it's
They're
just.
literally pulled together in every episode. It couldn't be any
No,
more
no, no, no,
perfect.
no, no. I think the whole fate thing is very clever, but the only examples of that we've got are not in this series, unless it's the car. But the Dr. Donna thing, I don't find it that rewarding. If every time the Dr. Donna
Maybe.
got mentioned, she could hear the heartbeat, maybe that would be something. But I just feel like having a few people, particularly the Ood who speak broken English, going, the Dr. Donna. No, I don't think that counts. I don't think that is good enough, to be honest.
I like it.
Jack, did you feel rewarded with the Easter egg this
Well,
series?
I did. I missed that one. I got the bees one, but I missed the Dr. Donna one. I do remember them saying about Dr. Donna, but I'm not gonna lie. I thought that was because she was helping the youth rather than like medically
Yeah, but
helping
that's
sort
what
of
I
trying to
like. It
help the
wasn't
youth.
so obvious. Nobody got it. And then when you get it, and you're like, buzzing.
I think it's
I
unrewarding.
no.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't have said unrewarding. I just it's a clever Easter egg, but I just don't feel like it was. I mean, where else was it in the episodes? So the only one I could think of was the Ood.
I think it's just the Ood and then the one in the fires of Pompeii. I think, that other fortune teller, the guy. I think he says Dr. Donna or something like that. But again, it's said in a sentence where he's like, look out for Dr. Donna. And you're like, okay, but you could just be saying Dr. and Donna. It's not good enough. I'm sorry.
You're wrong. Yeah, again, and I know you're doing this just to be different. What annoys me the most, I know inside you love this episode and you wouldn't want to tear it apart like this.
No, stick with me. I think this is a good episode, but it's the weakest of the finales. It
No,
just
it's not.
is.
I would much rather rewatch this than any other finale.
Oh, sorry. I just want to throw one more point out here. This is the weakest of the finales up until they destroy the Daleks. The last sort of 10, 15 minutes of this episode is perfect. I will give you that. But all this Dalek nonsense, it's just a weak finale. Another bit. So they let off the reality bomb and they kill that poor pregnant woman, and Jackie just yeets out of there. There's one bit where Sarah Jane, in front of however many Daleks must be there, just beelines it to the door. None of the Daleks notice. None of the other people notice. Even when she's going, Mickey, Mickey, go over and find escape route. Nobody looks around. What the fuck?
Yeah, that is true. It's
It's
I
so
mean, Sarah Jane
irritating.
is an investigative, dirty, sneaky person.
I don't know if you remember the review from last week, but I'm sorry, I'm starting to lean towards that guy that hates Sarah Jane.
Oh, Jack.
Me, yeah. No, I'm not Sarah Jane. I just thought she was a bit boring.
I love Sarah Jane. I actually think she's brilliant in this episode. There's that little bit at the end where she hears Luke still okay, and she's like, yes. I'm like, that's pretty good acting, to be fair.
We need to watch more Sarah Jane Adventures, to
Do we?
Davros is on fire this episode, to be fair. What a good
Yeah.
villain, up until the point he can't even kill a human.
Yeah, true. Still top tier, though. Classic villain coming back again.
His little speech about the destruction of reality itself. Brilliant. Excellent. Is laughing maniacally at the end. Brilliant. Did anybody else notice? And I think it's because, we've got modern TV now and, 4K and all that sort of stuff. You can see the eye holes in his mask. It's so upsetting.
Can you?
Can you?
Yeah, well, I could really notice it.
I didn't know.
No, I didn't notice. I noticed his
Yeah.
teeth. That was very weird.
What about his teeth?
Well, no,
Out of
you can
interest,
see.
actually, what? No, I was just, sorry, I was just going to say, out of interest, how are you watching this? Do you have to watch this on Disney Plus in Dubai, or is it on BBC
No,
iPlayer?
VPN, BBC iPlayer. Disney Plus only has from the new Tenant specials onwards.
Okay, so you're watching the same sort of quality picture as we are on BBC iPlayer then. I
Yeah, it
thought maybe
must
it's
be.
because Disney was better quality, and that's why you noticed it.
No, I don't think so. Maybe I sit closer to my screen.
Maybe.
But yeah, I found it quite noticeable.
What was he going to say, JP?
No, it's just it was his teeth, like, just as he kind of like laughs. I can't remember if he laughs or like yells out or something. I was just
Yeah,
like,
it's
how
grim, to be
the
fair.
human teeth, pretty grim.
Pretty good villain, though. I rate him.
Yeah, he's a classic villain, isn't he? And
I
I'm
am surprised we
assuming,
don't see more of him.
well, he's dead now, isn't he? Or is
Also, I
he?
like the
They always
fact
die and come back.
resonates a bit more now with the new series. This is another classic villain who obviously Sarah Jane is there and faces, and he remembers her, she remembers him. Same with Sutekh. Sutekh was another classic villain relating to Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane has this like pull of bringing back these villains because they're important.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Shame she's dead, I guess.
Yeah,
She
that's what it
did.
is.
Yeah, she passed away a
Yeah,
few
the
years
actress died.
back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Spoiler, she doesn't come back.
Oh.
They
She
don't
keeps it
literally
retired.
resurrect her from the grave. Although Disney probably would CGI her face or something.
Yeah, with the
Disney
old
probably
CGI
would, yeah.
thing. Which I don't. Oh, yeah. No, I
Come
don't.
on,
We're not going to open that.
go on. No,
No, we're not going to. Yeah, we're not going to open that one.
the other doctor, new doctor, whatever you want to call him, Doctor Two,
Doctor Two, I like that one.
he's not different enough.
Well, he's not supposed
Why
to
does he
be.
need to be different?
He should be more like Donna. Like at the end, when
He
Donna's doing a
is.
really good doctor impression, he should be making more of an effort to do a Donna impression, I think.
I
No,
think
I
he
even.
does it when he first appears, when he goes, watch it, Earth Girl. I think he does
That's the
that.
one thing he does. Or like
No,
he does a couple, but he's not different enough.
I don't think you hear enough of him, to be honest. Even when he's sitting at the end in the parallel world, he's just standing there while the normal doctor explains what's going on. He doesn't really say much.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
don't know.
I actually put a note saying I quite liked David Tennant doing an impression of Donna, like, of Catherine Tate playing Donna Noble.
Just
I
doing an
genuinely thought it
Essex
was really good.
impersonation is what he's doing.
Yeah, that is it. That is it. But no, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I like the idea of him being the same doctor, but when he was Christopher Eccleston, he's born in war, he needs to be saved. All of this. When I was doing my extensive research for this episode, which I haven't brought up yet, but I do every episode, the reason he's
You do.
wearing a t-shirt is that it's supposed to be Christopher Eccleston's t-shirt, and it's supposed to represent that he is David Tennant and Christopher Eccleston mixed together, which I thought was quite interesting.
Ah, so what you're saying is if they had
Didn't know
old
that.
carte blanche with the bod with the budget, they would have.
Well, that's probably the fact that Chris Eccleston would never come back, but
I reckon he would
Yeah, but you
nowadays.
throw enough money at him.
No, not nowadays. He literally hates Russell T. Davis.
I reckon he's coming back in the next few years.
I guarantee you he doesn't.
I bet David Tennant buys a really big house and Christopher Eccleston goes, yeah, I'll come back.
What else have we got here? The bit where Martha comes up on the screen and he's like, who is she? Oh, I'm Rose Tyler. Oh my God, he
He's
found you.
found you.
Oh, that's when the tears start coming for
That
me.
hits. That
Yeah,
hits hard.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was sweet.
If you'll let me go on one more quick rant,
Yeah, go.
and probably my last rant for the episode. The whole thing, and it's like a 10-minute section of this episode towards the end, where Davros is like, look, Doctor, this is what your soul is. This is who you make. You make soldiers, blah, blah, blah. Fuck off. This is not a moral dilemma. They're doing this because you're putting them in a position where they have to do something to save other people. That's not, the
Yeah.
doctor hasn't made these bad people. That is not in the question. That is not in the question. No way,
fight
man.
It with words, though. Couldn't he make him fight it with words? Oh, I don't
no,
know.
No,
but
no.
To be fair, if you rewind a bit and you think before these characters meet the doctor, Martha Jones, for example, is now a unit intelligence. All right, she's still in the medical profession, but she's still basically willing to destroy the planet. Before she met the doctor, she would just be a nurse still, or a
But
doctor.
She's not willing to destroy the planet because, oh, I'd like to destroy the planet. She's willing to destroy the planet to save the universe.
Yeah,
Like,
but she would not do that before meeting the doctor. No way.
That's not right. Like, her making this sacrifice plate and blowing up the Earth is the right thing to do because more people... It's not a question.
I agree, but the person she is before she meets a doctor, if she was given an Osterhagen key without meeting the doctor and told this is your responsibility, she wouldn't do it. Imagine one
well,
of us
that's
being
not
given
good.
something
That's a
that would blow up
coward.
the world and kill millions of people. We wouldn't do it. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do it.
You probably wouldn't
complain?
Do it. But that's my point. But he's made her a better person because she's willing to sacrifice for the greater good.
Yeah, in some ways it's a better person, but in the ways of it being a soldier, I think it still is right. I think Davros is right.
But I don't think it's making them such. It's giving them the courage to do what's right. That's two different things.
Yeah, but then, you know, isn't that the whole thing of a soldier? A soldier always thinks they're right.
Exactly.
But they
These are the
don't think they're
Nazis.
right.
They
They're
thought they
doing
were.
it because they've got no choice.
Ooh, always have a choice.
No, but the alternative is you let Davros do the reality bomb. I'm sorry, that whole bit in the middle just doesn't do it. It doesn't
Yeah,
land
but at least
because
then
these
that
are
means
good.
someone else has killed everyone, not you. That's what
No,
they
I'm
think.
sorry. This is like you change the tracks. Do you save one person or do you save 10 people? But if you change the tracks to save 10 people, you've killed the one person. No, you haven't. You've saved 10 people. It's not a question.
You'd be a rubbish Spider-Man.
You've net saved 9, I guess.
You've saved 9. You're still quitting, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you still made profit, you know.
Yeah.
Absolute nonsense.
If you had
Boring,
£10,
if I'm being
you bought.
honest.
Talking of your extensive research, though, I also did research on this episode as well.
Oh,
Jesus, you need to have prepared.
Yeah. Well, the Supreme Dalek, or Dalek Supreme, whichever, the red coloured Dalek, that one.
Yes.
He when they start powering up the reality bomb, he says 200 rels until detonation. And I thought, rel? I was like, maybe I've heard that wrong. So then I then put on the subtitles, rewound it back, and it came up 200 rels, right? So I Googled what a rel is. Anybody know what a rel is?
It's a second.
It's a certain amount of seconds. It's not 1 second, it's like 1 point something in a second.
It's actually a Dalek measurement of time. And
Yeah,
it
we
has
know
been
that.
referenced. It's been referenced in like throughout. So the last time it was mentioned in Daleks in Manhattan. I can't remember which
Yeah.
other ones it was.
This
Yeah,
isn't new.
didn't know
Literally
that.
every Dalek story, yeah.
Yeah, didn't know that. Thought it was quite cool.
Isn't
Not
it?
bad.
Doesn't it convert to so many seconds, though? I'm sure it's like something point second.
They said that they thought it was after, like, kind of, it was just over a second, but they never
Yeah, there you
actually.
go. 1 point something a second. That's what I said.
Just
Yeah, but
another
they didn't
dramatic
confirm it.
effect.
Yeah.
There you go. Bradley,
Thought
any
that was pretty
interesting
cool.
facts on this episode? Other than it's not very good.
No, I've done no research and have no notes, so I just live off pure vibes and smash this
Pure
podcast.
vibes.
I have a real issue with Davros he's got Emperor Palpatine powers. Right, okay, no, let's throw this back even more, right? How many Daleks are in the room with Davros?
I don't think there's any, is there? Apart from Dalek Khan.
There's at least a few because they all start spinning at the end.
Yeah, maybe two or three.
Maybe two or three. Why do none of them shoot Doctor Two or Doctor Donna? Like, how can they not just kill those two off at this point? Ridiculous. What is the point of Davros's taser? Ridiculous. And then when shit is hitting the fan, why would you only send down Discount Emperor Dalek? Where's the hundreds of thousands of Daleks that you have? Why are you just letting this happen?
I'm gonna throw something out to you then. If you're saying things like that, like why aren't they just shooting him? Then why in every single Dalek story, when the Daleks meet the Doctor, why don't they just shoot the Doctor? because it's a story, it's an episode. You can't have that happen. That's an absolutely stupid question.
No, it's not, because whenever it
It is.
happens, think about Dalek, original Dalek story. The only time the Doctor and the Dalek ever meet when his weapons are active is at the very end. You, as a writer, you can write a situation where you're not able to shoot the Doctor right now. Don't just have them not doing it for no reason. You're a writer. This is fictional. Give them a reason not to shoot the Doctor. Have him holding something valuable. Have him, have him deactivate your weapons. Have something happen. Do you know what
I
would have been
think
sensible? Extend the shield of the TARDIS like they do in Bad Wolf. But Davros is so powerful, he still managed to penetrate it. But because they were slightly shielded, it just knocked them out. It didn't kill them. There you go. Solved it.
yeah, but you're thinking backwards, and fair play, that's a great example of the first episode of the Dalek one. But go think forward to like the one where they go inside a Dalek. It's Matt Smith's era. There's
Yeah, but
loads of
it's
Daleks there, and they're all there. Why don't they just shoot the
bullshit.
Doctor there?
But that's
Because it's
not a
part
good
of an
episode.
episode. I don't know. I think you're just picking for no reason there.
I hate this ending so much. Donna just coming out of the TARDIS and pushing buttons. Even you, Bradley, cannot tell me that is a good finale.
And I see what you mean saying about pushing buttons, but I think it's that you're making that sound rubbish when it's actually the fact that Donna has been zapped by Davros and realized that she's part time or part time lord, part human.
That was the noise that Donna made after the whole debacle.
Do you know what it's the same as, Brad?
What?
It is the same as the Doctor and Donna running down a corridor, being chased by the Doctor and Donna to push a button in this CGI fuckfest that is, I can't even remember what it's called. The
Wild Blue
giggle,
Yonder.
Wild Blue Yonder, that's
No,
it.
Wild Blue
It's
Yonder.
same vibes, just utter nonsense.
No, I still rate it. She is now part Time Lord, and she has the brain of a Time Lord, so she knows what to do. And she
But
does
the
some really
most
cool stuff.
annoying thing is she even said, or the doctor, one of the doctors, even says, "Why didn't we think of that?" And she turns around and goes, "Yeah, but it's because I'm part-time nor part-human. You guys have just been missing
Yeah,
the human."
that little bit of human
Yeah.
instinct.
But Doctor Two has that little bit of human. He literally says, "I'm part-time nor part-human."
Yeah, but he
Yeah,
doesn't
but
have
he'd
the
been zapped
experience of living on
anyway.
Earth, though. So even though
He'd
he's
been
got the
zapped
doctor's
and he was
memories, he
dead.
doesn't. Yeah.
Okay, I don't hate that. What I think it really is, Brad, is because women can just let go. Took a woman
Jesus
to
Christ.
find out the solution.
I mean, nobody says that, but
I
if that's
mean,
what you
they
want to say,
literally
it is.
say that's how she fixes the meta crisis in the new one, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, I do remember
You
that.
know, had to take a woman to come up with this idea, even though the Doctor was a woman for four series.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm retrospectively pissed off with this episode. I think I'm getting so many vibes of what's to come that it's pissed
Yeah,
me
you
right
probably are.
off.
Yeah. But you also have kind of ruined it for JP now, just to
No, I
say.
haven't ruined anything. There's a few really good jokes towards the end. I got the best part of the Doctor, and then it cuts to David Tennant sort of raising his eyebrows. I thought
Oh
that was
yeah,
pretty
we could have had
excellent.
that.
There's the bit where Jackie, everybody's flying the TARDIS, and Jackie, he just goes, "No, Jackie,
Yeah, just no.
no."
Step back. No.
I thought that was pretty excellent. There was one more joke I had in it, but I might not have written it
No,
down
I
as
got it.
close.
It's the bit with Captain Jack, and he says, "I can't tell you what I'm thinking."
Oh yeah. There we go. There we go.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Which I did. I
Oh.
yeah. The inner child of me did find that funny.
One final one as well. When they're on the beach and Jackie is like, "Oh, I had a child. What did you name it? Doctor."
Oh yeah.
"Did you?" "No, of course you
No.
didn't call it Doctor, fucking
Tony.
retard." Excellent. Loved that. Imagine if. Oh, okay. Just one more note. Why was the Supreme Dalek not affected by Donna pushing buttons?
Different wavelength.
Doesn't make any sense. Does not
Yeah,
make any
because
sense.
he's the supreme one.
Why were the rest of
Aren't
them
they
not
upstairs
affected?
anyway at that point? Oh, you mean
Oh,
Wade
right.
wasn't
Okay.
affected?
these
you.
only affect the ones on the same
No,
floor
no,
as you, is it?
no, no, no. No, I just, I don't know what I thought there.
You found a plot hole and you don't want to say it, do you? You don't want to contribute a plot hole.
No, I'm saying that they're on different wavelengths because, you know,
yeah,
you,
different
you,
wavelengths. That's it.
Well, like,
Yeah,
it's why you don't
basically.
keep your officers and your standard guys in the same place, isn't it? Because if it gets blown up, you've not lost everyone.
I suppose, yeah, I suppose. Imagine if Davros had have accepted the doctor's invitation to get out of there. Could you imagine
Yeah, but
that
all could.
final shot with like all six of them or all 10 of them on the TARDIS? And then there's just Davros in the corner, just like, oh, this is
Sitting
awkward.
there. Yeah, that'd have been one hell of an awkward, especially as they're flying the Earth back as well. Just looking at him going, this is your fault,
Yeah, exactly. The Gwyneth
mate.
reference is excellent. The canine
Yeah, I picked
cameo
that up.
is perfect.
Fucking stupid. I wish there was one
The
more
oh, he
sacrifice they could
hates
have made.
that.
Honestly, if they could make one more sacrifice, they should have been canine. Should have just given his
Wow,
little life.
love little canine. Yes, affirmative, master. And he saves the day. What a legend. What an absolute
Love
legend.
him. What a dog.
I like the whole thing that he goes like, the TARDIS is supposed to have six pilots. That's why we're always rocking all over the place. And it's just, there's something about watching Jack pump something off so it looks like he's masturbating, and Martha does a weird little, like she looks at the camera, and it's all just beautifully weird. And then the earth is being towed, and everyone's pretending they're in an earthquake, and the music is the cheesiest music you've ever heard. Fantastic. All of that,
The Ood
I
song,
think,
isn't it? It's
brilliant.
the Ood song.
Is it the Ood song? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't pick up on
I think
that.
so. I think it is, yeah.
That was the you've stumbled across the only point I didn't really like about it, the fact that they towed the Earth.
I love that. Why not?
Like, oh, so you're dragging a planet through space. It's
Yes, how were they?
sci-fi.
How did they survive? Who gives a fuck is the answer?
Stupid. Oh, everyone's wobbling a little bit. Like, fucking people would be turned to jam. There'd just be jam everywhere, right? The doctor would go down, right? Which, by the way, this is another, the bit where he's at the door, he just goes, help me. Surely
Yeah,
you could
why
be
are you
less
asking an
dramatic than that.
80-year-old
Like, I'm
man help
sorry,
for?
but like, surely you'd just be like, look, can you just give us that? She's in a coma, like, you know. But
It's
like,
called dramatic effect for a TV show.
the
This is
doctor would go
wild.
down.
We've gone the other way. I love this.
No, the doctor would go down to Earth, and there'd just be fucking red mist everywhere. Nobody would be alive, and the doctor would be like, whoops.
No, I'm
I
happy to
tell you what,
suspend your
this is
disbelief for
it,
this.
guys. I'd just like to make this my formal announcement that I'm quitting the podcast because I'm sick of you two ripping holes in Doctor Who.
I've come back around. I think this is the best finale to a finale we've had yet.
You just said it's the worst. What is wrong
No,
with
it's
you?
the worst finale, but it's the best finale of a finale. Like,
The
it's the
best end of a
best
finale. Right,
last
okay.
10 minutes of a finale,
You make no
other
sense.
than the one
Yeah,
that's
I
about to come.
whatsoever.
There's something about watching Jack, Martha, and Mickey walk off into the sunset that makes me think, how are we 20 years later and we've not got that TV show? Where is
Oh,
that
that is
TV
torchwood.
show?
That is
Well, it's,
torchwood, I'm telling you.
I
To be
know
honest,
two out of
too.
three of them have been cancelled, but
Yeah.
not the point. I want that. That's all I want to see.
The Andrew Tate version of Torchwood is just them.
I don't know how I feel about the Rose goodbye. I don't think it should have
I
been
love
done
it.
on Bad Wolf Beach again. It's so heartbreaking. So heartbreaking. It's really emotional. It's really well done.
Perfect.
She gets what she wants, but the doctor doesn't again.
He doesn't need it though.
I
She
think
needs
he
it more than
does.
him.
He does need
No.
it. That's what we see with the whole Time
No.
Lord Victorious thing.
Yeah, and I love that as well.
Did you when they're on the beach, the TARDIS makes a noise when it's about to go, right?
Yeah.
In
Yeah.
my head, Brad, I just went, fuck me, that was Sutek, wasn't
Honestly, the amount of times I've seen things happen, you think, oh, Sutek was there one day. Sutek helped me. Who the
Who's
bloody
the
old
bloody old
Sutek?
Sutek? We'll get there,
It's just a
JP. We'll
dog.
get there.
It's not a robot dog this time, though. Good for that.
yeah, I love it. I do think Rose jumps on Doctor Two too quickly would be my argument there.
No, I like the fact when she goes, she says, well, last time we was on this thing, what was it you're going to say to me? And then he gets him to tell her, and she said, and then he tells her, and then that's it. They love each other.
I don't know.
I like
don't
that.
Know. I don't know. What did you think, JP?
I thought it was all right, because at the end of the day, he is technically the same person.
I thought it was all right.
Yeah, no, I, you know, it's the same person. It's just that he has one heart. He is a mortal version of the Doctor, which I think is a really, like, sweet ending for everything.
I cannot believe, again, we haven't seen these two come back in Doctor Who. Like,
yeah, I'm Brad sorry. When we was watching it, Brad no, did say that.
It's exactly true. This is who we should have had instead of David Tennant regenerating backwards. Do you know what I mean? But, like, it could be so easy just to say the parallel worlds have broken down, David Tennant and Rose is here, and that explains why they're older. Let's have a story together. Like, how has that not happened yet? When are they saving that for? What are they saving it for?
Well, the thing is, they make a point as well, because, like, you know, when Rose left at the end of season three, well, no, the end of season two, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They made a point of, like, it was like, oh, this is never, ever going to happen again. Like, she's never going to be able to come back. That's it. And then in this season, they conveniently be like, oh, yeah, by the way, so everything's just broken down, so she's back.
To be fair, I've actually just thought of a great idea.
Go on.
As a way to bring back Torchwood, you start it off by the second Doctor has died in the parallel world somehow, and Rose, Pete, Jackie, everyone comes back to the normal universe and restarts Torchwood, because they were Torchwood technically in that parallel world. So they could bring Torchwood back.
There's a lot of hand waving there, though.
And Rose could leave it. Huh?
A lot of hand waving going
Get
on
Pete
there.
Involved, Jackie. Imagine Jackie Tyler running around with a gun shooting aliens.
Wouldn't it be better?
Oh, no. Go on.
Just very quickly, if it's just Torchwood and Rose, right? Rose is leading it. It's just a normal, standard, standalone series. And then it ends, and you find out she's still in her trapped parallel world, but she gets sucked over into the, like, our parallel world.
Yeah.
But why are we not writing Doctor Who? Go on, JP.
I was going to say, use Tony the Baby. Tony the Baby's got to be there.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout. He's Colonel Ibrahim from the new series.
Jesus Christ.
Who the fuck is Colonel Ibrahim?
I don't know, but we think he's having an affair with Kate.
Yeah. Kate, who everyone thought was a lesbian, and everyone's ragingly annoyed. But she's not.
Right, anyway, we digress. Yeah, very sad goodbye, Rose. I actually think Donna's goodbye is really sad as well for a character I don't particularly care about. And JP, I would love to hear your feedback on this.
Well, I back when we were in school, we watched a book. We watched a book called Of Mice and Men.
Yeah,
and the ending.
You draw this comparison all the time. Is this the only book you've ever read?
Yeah, yes. And the hungry caterpillar as well. I read that one, but unfortunately, there's not a lot of movies or TV shows that reference the hungry caterpillar. But no, the only reason you're saying that is because the exact same thing happened at the end of The Acolyte, and I was like, oh, that's exactly it, you know. But I just got the feeling like that the Doctor was just ready to go to Donna, just look at the rabbits, think of the rabbits, and then just pops one in the back of her.
Did you feel any emotion at all?
No, the only kind of point that I thought, oh, that's actually really sweet, was the end with Wilf and the Doctor.
Yes,
where Wilf says, oh, I'll look out for you. And the Doctor's like, no, like, you can't tell him. And he's like, no, I'm looking out for you. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. I like that.
Yeah, I like all of that. Brad, I don't know about you, but the bit where she goes binary, 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 that gets me every fucking time, man.
Oh, yeah, right? That is a good bit, to be fair.
Just like the look of disdain in the Doctor's face, and like it is, if you actually think about it, like, she had such a sad little life without the Doctor, and she has grown a lot as a character over this series. It is sad that she's got to go back to her pretty crappy life. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, she did have a temp job, didn't she? Do we still have temp jobs? Is that a thing in the UK now?
It must be. It must be. But I'm like trying to draw a
Yeah,
comparison.
it's
It would
called
be like
agency, isn't it?
if I had to go back home, or like Jay, but like you've been living on your own. Well, you've got your own house now for the past however many years. Like you'd be heartbroken if, something happened, you lost your job, a meteor hit your house and you had to go and live back with your parents. Do you know, you'd feel fucking
Yeah,
heartbroken.
true.
Yeah? Do you know what I mean? I
Yeah,
think
I
it's pretty
suppose.
brutal.
Yeah. Or I suppose it's like if you was to say like yeah, okay, yeah, but I suppose a better example is if we was to say that you had to come home, but you had no memories of living in Dubai.
Yeah, who would I be as a person? I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's very heartbreaking, but I think that's pretty much my notes for the episode. Any miscellaneous notes to add, JP? We have flown through it, even though it's taken us an hour and a half.
Yeah, but to be honest, there was a lot to talk about in this one. There was
There
a lot to
was,
talk
there
about.
was.
No, I look. It was a very good episode, and I know we've annoyed Brad by picking holes in it, but that's just the way I look at things. I'm just like, fuck it. That's how I think. But oh no, the only other thing, talking to Will, what an absolute celebration he's got! Just the earth is back, and he just headbutts something. You know that guy served in World War II and he liked it. He was like, yeah.
100%, 100%.
Yeah. No,
My
just
last
yeah.
note is just, and it's directed at Brad. I cannot believe we went this entire series with no four knocks. I could have sworn that starts in this series.
No, why would that?
Because I thought it was the whole Ood thing.
The what?
The four knocks.
That's from series three. What are you on about?
No, it's not. That's how the specials end.
It's not.
It is. It's the whole he will knock four times.
Yeah, I know. I didn't really want to ruin anything.
We're not reading anything. I'm just saying that must start in the specials, but I thought it started in this series.
No, I don't think so.
No, well, it hasn't happened, so
I don't
clearly
think it
not. But
starts until the finale, does it?
no, it there's definitely, because the end of Mars, the end of the Waters of Mars, they're talking about it for sure, 100%.
No, that's the Time Lord Victorious bit when he goes back to Earth and she goes and shoots herself.
But then why is he
Oh,
afraid
I've just
of
ruined
her?
that. Happy.
No,
Fuck it. Oh, that's happy, isn't it? Jesus.
it definitely gets mentioned. I don't know, maybe it
Don't think
is,
it
maybe I'm
does.
wrong. I just had it as being this like long series, long Easter egg again.
No, I don't think it is.
Right, if anybody knows in the comments, please let me know,
Not from
because
memory.
I really, really remember it being more than it is. Is it because I'm sure on the Planet of the Dead, one of it bangs and it makes four noises, and he's like, oh, like God, this is it, is it? I'm sure.
Oh, maybe.
I don't
Well,
know.
spoiler, but we've already watched the next episode, which I completely actually forgot existed until we turned it on. Do you know what the next episode is after this?
Is that the next Doctor one, the Christmas one?
Yeah. I
Yeah.
completely forgot it existed. And there's
Is
nothing in that about Four Knocks. So,
there not? No, is there not?
no,
Okay, interesting.
nothing.
No, fair enough. Well, that was it. Let's move on to Love It or Hate It. JP, Love It or Hate It.
Oh, easy love it. Easy love it. I know I picked a few holes in it, but it was as we were saying, it was the end game, the Doctor Who version of Endgame. And Doctor Who did Endgame before Endgame did Endgame,
It
So
absolutely did.
yeah, easy love it. Easy love it.
Bradley?
Yeah, love it. And you,
It's
Josh, God, here we go.
it is a
Swear to God.
resounding across the board love it. Brad,
Good. That's what I
I
like to
just want to
hear.
let you know, I went into
Yeah.
this episode saying I am going to try my best to put nostalgia aside, and I made the same notes I make when I watched the new series. And I think if you tried doing that, you would have come up with all of the same points as me. And the point I've tried to make is
I probably would.
I think we're being too harsh on the new series. I think we
Yeah,
just
I'd
need to
probably
sit
agree
back
with
and
you.
enjoy it a little bit.
But this is where I've always said it's the age difference. It's the fact that when we're younger and we watched these when we were young, we would never have picked up all these little holes. or who just enjoyed them as good episodes. It's an age thing, I'm telling you.
But you still did enjoy this as a good episode. And so did I. I think we need to...
My memory of it, and it still
we
is a good
just
episode.
Need to enjoy the new episodes. Is what I'm... Let's just enjoy them for entertainment, which is what they are.
It'll be interesting to see when we get
it.
Back to... When we get down to that, when we get to, like... It's going to be a long time, but when we get to the new series, and JP has then seen both at a similar age, JP can then gauge whether... the old episodes were good or whether they were also shit.
I think it'll be a similar thing for sure. And just talking about comparing episodes, jumping ahead next week, just because it makes sense with the scheduling patterns of when we record this, we're going to do a little bonus episode of ranking every RTD era episode that Jack has seen
so
far.
Every RTD.
I think we might as well. And
one
then
to
we
four.
Can add it to the end of every episode. We can add that episode where we think it goes. I thought that could be an interesting thing to add on. But it does mean we're going to have to dedicate a whole episode to catching up the ones we missed. And I think next week is the time to do that, because then that means we can do the first two finales and then the second two finales in our recording blocks.
I have no idea what you just meant, but...
Well, anyway... Stay tuned next week for that. But for now, series 4 completed it, mate.
Wee.
Well, adios, away, guys.
I was going to say thank you for joining us through season 4. We move on to season 5. And I suppose Christmas next time, isn't it?
Christmas next time. We will do a David Tennant special episode as well. Just out of curiosity, JP. Out of the three David Tennant series, where do you put this one?
Number 2, I think.
So behind?
Season 2.
Interesting.
So you're saying season 3 is the worst?
No, the worst. Yeah, technically I am saying the worst. I still really enjoyed it, but I just think that season 2, I prefer David
Tennant.
No, funny
enough, I agree with you. I do agree with you.
Yeah. But I just think that the season 2 with Rose and David, like Rose and the Doctor, I think was better. And I just feel like the ending of this season made it better than season 3. Season 3 was still really good.
Wow.
But I just feel like there was
I'm going off the simple thoughts of what finales I'd like to watch in what order. And it's series 4, series 2, then series 3.
Wow, that's insane. I'd definitely go 3-2-4 for sure.
You're really? Mental. This one's the worst, is it?
This one is you the worst, I reckon. Yeah. This one is the worst.
I think 3 is worse because of it's a 3-parter, and I think it just gets a bit too long.
But you cannot watch Utopia and still find out. Like, you can still get it. I think the mask was... Anyway, boys, we're going to discuss this in our next episode, no doubt. So sign off for now. All of you copy my adios, amigos, and we'll catch you later.
Adios, bye, guys. Amigos. Thanks for listening. Much love.